Okay, now we go to lesson 9, Transforming Childhood Wounds. Ready? Set? Hello, everybody. Now let's do lesson 9 of Positive Parenting. Lesson 9 is how to transform the childhood wounds that come up in you as a parent, when you are parenting your children, how to transform those into positive resources. So it's really important to recognize that as you connect with your child, it touches you at the same deep childlike level as your child. So one of the things that that means is whatever age your child is, that activates the same emotional age in you as the parent. So if you have a 5-year-old, then your experiences of being 5 years old from your childhood will come up at times in the process. This, of course, means that the child accesses the parent's unhealed emotional wounds, among other things. If these unhealed wounds are not attended to, they can really have negative impacts on your experience as a parent and on your child's experience as a child. So it's really important to recognize that this happens and have ways to heal these emotional wounds. Some of the skills of positive hypnosis can really help you to do that. I'm going to guide you through a process here, and this process will take about 10 minutes or so. So again, find a comfortable, safe place. Find a place where you can do some self-connection, some self-work, some self-healing by yourself. Let people know that you're busy. Arrange for some privacy. Very importantly, turn off all the electronic stuff, turn off the TV, put your phones in the next room. Don't go to the computer, because it's going to require your full adult human presence to do this safely and skillfully. Once you settle into such a place, let's start by identifying some place where you get triggered with your child. So you can use the statement, I get triggered when my child is angry or does certain things, doesn't obey what I'm doing, or I get triggered when my child is sad. So identify what the trigger points are. These are the places where you carry negative hypnosis from your childhood. Being a good parent, being a happy parent, being a successful parent means that you can change those, and you can change those negative hypnosis wounds to positive resources. So to do that, let's start with a positive parenting state. Remember, you can stand or sit, get a comfortable position, take a few moments to breathe up and down, take a few moments to settle in and settle down, take a few moments to remember your way of reconnecting to a peaceful, positive place. Remember certain places in nature, certain activities, listening to music or reading. Remember the times that have allowed you to experience a sense of inner peace and breathe those up and down through your body. Peaceful, positive state. Now remember, in the positive parenting state, we start with that peaceful, open feeling. And then we use it secondly to find your own emotional center, your positive emotional center. Remember, you bring your hands, your mind to your heart, and to touch your heart mind. You're touching somebody you deeply, deeply love. Touch your heart mind with love. Let yourself smile as you touch your heart mind. Let yourself smile as you say those words, "I see you, welcome. I feel you, welcome. I accept you, welcome. I love you." I'm going to ask you to let yourself feel a sort of a golden ball, a golden nest, a beautiful, positive place inside of your heart. You can see the color. You can feel the golden energy. You can feel the universal love. Just feel and see at your first, your deepest connection to your creative heart mind is just a beautiful golden ball, a golden nest. That's a safe place where you can be able to welcome things, hold things, heal things. I'm going to ask you to take all the time that you need until you feel that golden nest and that golden ball. Don't move into the healing of negative emotions until or unless you feel the golden ball. I'm going to ask you to stay connected to that. Stay with the feeling, breathing, smile. This is your healing space. This is your positiveness. Now, only in a way that allows you to feel the deepest connection to that positiveness, touching it with kindness and love. I ask you to identify that negative emotion that gets triggered with your child, but only in a way that you feel the positive golden nest. And I ask you to bring, to lift, to bring that difficult emotion inside of the golden nest, inside of a sort of a universal mothering presence, a universal golden ball. I want you to bring that difficult emotion that gets triggered and let yourself feel it and hold it inside of the golden ball. Hold it inside of the golden ball. Putting your first and your most important focus on the golden ball. You can see inside that difficult emotion, what age are you? You say, hello, hi, welcome. What feeling does that difficult emotion have connected to when you were how old? 4, 8, 5, whatever it is, that's a part of you that's always been looking for love. Welcome it. Welcome into my golden ball. Welcome it. Touch it. Smile. Feel the smile. Feel the gentleness. Feel the connection and your first attention in the golden ball. And then to feel as you hold it with love, and you hold it with kindness, and you hold it with the strength of the golden ball. It's positive nature, it's positive value. And begin to appear. See its positive value. See what it looks like when it's loved, when it's safe. And feel, oh, this is a resource. This is a positive thing that I can bring into my relationship as a child. To bring into my understanding of what my child may be struggling with. So I can see that play inside of them. See that sense inside of your child. Holding that love for yourself. Feel those simple, positive hypnosis statements. Smile. I see you. I feel you. I feel your goodness. I feel how positive you are. You're great. You're great. And then from that place, see yourself interacting with your child in a new way. And sense those certain basic positive hypnosis self-statements. I can do this. I can bring healing to myself. I can let it help me to become a positive parent. I can love these difficult feelings and change them, transform them inside of me and inside my child. Isn't that good to know that you can do that? Isn't that great? The feeling with a smile, that golden nest that allows you to give positive parenting to difficult emotions, to yourself first, and then to your child. Give a hug to yourself. Let yourself know, I love you. I support you. I see your goodness as a parent, I see your capacity as a positive parent. Give yourself a nice big hug. Take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes. Come on back out. You are a positive parent inside. You can open anytime, anywhere, a golden nest, a golden ball, universal, positive love. You can be able to bring anything that needs love inside of that golden nest. Isn't that great to know? But take another deep breath, give yourself a hug, and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back with lesson 10 soon. Bye-bye.